Welcome back, Padres Social Hour. Final home game of the 2014 season. My, how time flies, at least for some of us, and we'll find out if it flies for everybody. One final visit this season with the manager of the Padres, Buddy Black. Really appreciate you coming down. Very nice of you to spend some time with us again here this afternoon. Thank you.
Jess, always a pleasure. I think this is, this has been a great opportunity for the fans to get to know a lot of, whether it's players, people in the organization. Obviously, I know Bill and Randy are down here a lot.
Quite a bit, yeah.
Kurt as
they
well.
They won't leave, yeah.
So I hope it's worked out for you guys as well. I know that the players have enjoyed it coming down here. It's a great little nook of Petco, which is sort of cool, and I think there's probably some other changes on the horizon moving forward with Petco that might add to the experience. But anyway, it's great to be on.
All right. Sounds like you know a lot, and thank you for the nice words. These last few days of the season, are they business as usual for the manager of a Major League ball club, or is there some other stuff going on right now?
Well, you know, there's different things that go on, obviously, during the course of the year from game one to game 162. Pretty much it's still business as usual as the day unfolds, but as the season closes, you know, some things changes as far as preparing for the off season for our club and a lot of other clubs. We're doing exit meetings. We're talking to players a little bit more specific about the short term, what's going on in October, and also the longer term, what's going on in November, December, January. So some exit meetings are taking place with all our guys. We're still formulating some things for October as far as meetings and planning for next year, but. As far as the baseball side, still pretty normal. You know, we come, we take our batting practice, we do our early work, we're still practicing, we're working on some individual things with players. So, for the most part, the baseball doesn't change.
The exit meetings, is that sort of, you know, here's what we've seen this year, here's what we want to see? Is it less formal than that, more formal than that? What are we talking about?
Well, a little bit, probably just like you explained it. Some formality do it. There's some of the meetings are pretty straightforward and hard-hitting. Getting after it to a player and getting their thoughts as well about the season, about the off season, about the upcoming season. So a lot of, I'd say, constructive criticism. There's obviously some reinforcement. There's some obviously some encouragement. There's a lot of positive talk. When you talk about Tyson Ross and you talk about some other some guys on the pitching staff and some other players who have done some really good things, but also there's some things that some players need to work on and really concentrate on in the offseason.
What does the offseason look like? And you said you're still finalizing and formalizing those plans, moving forward. And you mentioned the meetings. I mean, I think for a lot of fans, they figure, all right, season's over. We'll see you in Peoria. But you got quite a bit that goes on between now and then.
Well, I think now with the new general manager in place, there's already been a few more meetings than normal. And those will, again, resume on Monday with the coaching staff, the training staff. We'll get things underway as far as player evaluation and assessing where we are as a group. And then we'll have some meetings over in Arizona, probably during around the Arizona Fall League. We'll bring another group of baseball ops guys over there, and we'll talk and we'll evaluate our players over there and actually look at a lot of the top prospects around baseball who hit that Arizona Fall League. There's talk of maybe a trip down to Dominican. These things are starting to get formalized now. I know that AJ has a lot on his plate right now. He's doing a lot of things. He's still in that whirlwind of trying to get things to the best of his ability, gathering knowledge about our organization and the people in it. So, and I'm just a part of that. So I'm trying to track him down. He's trying to track me down. But things will smooth out a little bit once Monday comes.
Yeah, a little bit more time on the hands. I imagine you're constantly evaluating things, throughout the entire season and throughout the entire offseason for that matter. But do you take a moment, for yourself or a day or a week, whatever it is for yourself, to kind of say, all right, I'm going to look back at this season, today or whatever?
Yeah, a little bit, sure. You're always doing that during the season anyway. But, again, I think next week, when we do meet as a staff or even, by myself at home, I'll think back to and I'll sort of dissect the season, even back to spring training. I'll look at some old notes and look at some things that I, wrote down as the season unfolded, some thoughts and, where things, went right, where things went wrong and assess that and evaluate that. But, again, it doesn't stop for us. Anybody I think who's been in uniform and now in the position that we're in as coaches, it doesn't stop because you're always thinking about how you're going to get better. And as a player, you know, it doesn't stop either. I mean, maybe October you take a step back physically.
Sure.
And, you know, let the body sort of regroup a little bit, let nature take its course as far as healing. And then you guys start working out again. You know, they start thinking about the season. Then they reflect on their year and they, you know, reconnect with us a little bit and some of the things that, you know, we talk about improving, you know, some real, you know, more technical stuff and things they have to work on.
Makes a lot of sense. Buddy Black is here. Does the season fly for you the way it does for a lot of people? I mean, five games left.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know, when you're when you're struggling, it seems to slow down a little bit. When you're going well, you know, you want to get to the park and things seems to, you know, things the day goes by a little easier because you're winning and things are in a positive direction. But when you look back, I think in general, I think the older you get chronologically in age, I think things go faster. When you're younger, a young man like you, you know, things I'll give you a tip. Things are going to go much faster when you're my age than they are your age.
Okay, I'll write that one down and hang on to it. When we look back at this season, you know, whether it's us or writers or and probably players, coaches, manager, front office, everybody, one of the things that's going to stick out, you know, is the home record versus the road record, first half of the season, second half of the season. Those things are not always explainable, though, are they?
They're not. I mean, if you did have the answer, I mean, you would bottle it and start it from, you know, the first day of spring training or day one. I do know that, you know, the law of averages were going to take over for some players. You know, we were historically bad offensively in the first half, and guys were, you know, going to get better just because they weren't that bad offensively. And you saw a number of players, their average rose, even though they're not nearly to the point where, you know, we think they can be. But, you know, guys rose 30, 40, 50 points. You look at Alonzo, you look at Venable, you look at Jerko. Grandal, down the line of players, you know, where those averages were in June and July and where they are now, you know, that means they're getting on base more, they're scoring more runs, we're getting more hits. Again, the home road, can't explain that except that, you know, with that uptick in offense in the second half, you know, we continued to pitch the same. And some of those hits came at timely moments. You know, there was a number of walk-off wins in the second half. Our bullpen was good all year. We just hit better in the second half, and quite possibly some of those hits came at bigger moments when we had guys on base. And that probably explains the better second-half record and the better home record.
Very good stuff. Buddy Black, manager of the Padres. Again, really appreciate you coming by a few times over the course of the season. Very busy human being. And appreciate you taking some time for us and for the show and for the fans.
Jess, easy. You do a great job. I know that everybody here down here in the corner very convenient for the players and those of us in the clubhouse who shoot on down here. So thank you for that.
No, it's our pleasure.
Guys, so.
Absolutely. Buddy Black, awesome stuff. We'll take a break, come back, and more Social Hour. Final home game of the year, 81. Number 81, Seth. Can you believe it? He can't believe it. It's the final home game of the season. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to celebrate 10 years with the Padres and with Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Take a break, come back. More Social Hour right after this.